Welcome to Shom Achshava on the Daf Shir, sponsored by Nishma Hashem Yaakov Shom Le'Abbas Yitzchok. We're holding in Bo Metzia Daf Nun. The Daf discusses the sugya of Einoah, and the Daf concludes with the three levels of Einoah that we have. We have Einoah less than a shtos, less than a six. We're there. There's a mechila. We have Einoah, which is exactly a shtos, and there you have a choice of either to be mevatel the mekach or to give back the difference. And then you have Einoah more than a shtos, where each one, the seller or the buyer, can decide to mevatel the sale. Now this sugya of Einoah has a very deep Kabbalistic understanding that the Arizal speaks about. It has a whole shar called Shar Einoah. The Arizal there speaks about deaths in Kabbalah that have to do with the Indian Bris Milah, which is way beyond the scope of this shir. But the Beis Yaakov, Rabbi Yaakov Leiner, the Radziner, brings in his Sefer on Parshas Lechecho a short summary of what the Arizal refers to and how it relates to us in our Avodas Hashem. And he starts by saying that every Adam has what he has to be mashlim in his Avodas Hashem. It's something which is called Sheish Ktzavos, the six borders. We know in general when we speak about inyonim in the world, so there's six sides. Every cube has six sides. Up, down, right, left, front, and back. Adam also has six sides that he has to complete. He says, connected this, we have in Parshas Lech Lecha, six times that it says the word bris in the Parsha. To give us a little bit more of an understanding, what are the six points that he talks about? In the Sefer at Teres Yeshua of Jikov, he brings over there an understanding. We know that there's five chalokim to the neshama. Nefesh, Ruach, Neshomo, Chayo, Yechido, Rosh Hatevos of Niran Chai. And in addition, you have the body, the Guf Adam itself. So if you put the five Chilke Neshomo together with the body, that's six, that's the 6 points that Adam has. So says the Beis Yaakov, when you have a Kodesh Baruch Hu in Klal Yisrael, Kivyochol, they're compared to a seller and a buyer. Kodesh Baruch Hu gives us our Neshomo and Guf to operate and do Avodas Hashem, and we have to give back our Avodah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The same way there is a concept of Einoah, and every time a person buys and sells things, there's also Einoah between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and every person in Klal Yisrael. Sometimes the Einoah is klape the Adam. The Adam becomes deceived, either less than a shtos, and it's mechil, that's fine, or it's a shtos, and then you have to fix it. If it's still okay, the mekach exists. Or it's more than a shtos and everything is batal. And the same way it could be klape mala, kivyochol, a person is going doing Einoah klape HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And there also, if there's only a little bit of Einoah, so then there's a mechila. If there's a shtos, which is a little bit more, you have to fix it, but the mekach is kayim. And if it's too much, the whole concept is batal. And he goes on to explain the examples, what we're talking about. What does it mean, is'anu lekeach pochas mishtos? That a person kivyochol deceived himself less than a shtos. It says that's what we find in the Gemara Rosh Hashanah, koifi moitzu at sheyoy meroi tzani. Meaning kivyochol, a person says, I'm not really interested in doing the mitzvah, and Bezin forced him to do the mitzvah. But really, as we know the famous Rambam, that really he does want to do the right thing, his yetzer is stopping him. So that deception, the way that you force it to do something he doesn't want, it's not a real deception, it's only a little bit, it's called pachos mishtos. And according to that Teres Yeshua that we mentioned, it's just to take out the external layer of the body, which is 1/6 of the entire koimo, so it's only a little bit. And that's a mechila, and everything is fine, that's part of the regular avodas Hashem, it's okay. An example of the shtos, he says, and this is also brought down in the Arizal, we talk about Achei Yosef, the brothers of Yosef with Yosef. They had a cheshbon, why Yosef needs to be sold. So they stole, so to speak, Yosef from where he's supposed to be. They stole him. It's all you know. They're taking more than they deserve. What do you do in that case? At the end of the day, we know that Achei Yosef went and returned Yosef and buried him in Eretz Yisrael. So they fixed that all you know. And the Achvo, says the Beis Yaakov, is loy batal. In other words, everything stayed intact. It was a little bit of a deception. Something wrong happened that they had to fix. Says the Beis Yaakov, that's really a inyan of every Baal Tshuva. A person who does a chait, he does something wrong, he does tshuva, he fixes it, and he continues on in life. The kinyan exists. And then the example of one who's doing yoyser mechdeshtus, what is that? is an example of Esav. Esav HaRasha was a Yisrael, but he's called a Yisrael HaMumer. He took more than he can handle. There's no fixing to that. He's out of the parsha. So that's all regarding Yisana HaLokech, regarding a person in Am Yisrael. Then there's a Inoa Klapi the Moicher. The Moicher Kivyoch is a Kadosh Baruch Hu. What's that case? So the Mishnah goes on to explain. Pachos Mishtu says what it says in the Pasuk, Yifatu Befim Uvil Shoinim Yikaz Vuloi. Meaning they're davening, but only in a sofa of lechutz, don't really have their heart to come and have kavana and davening. Still, Kadosh Baruch Hu v'hurachu michaper ovim v'lo yashchis, because he knows that in heart of hearts, Am Yisrael wants to do the right thing. So even though it's not really expressed in the outer heart, and their words seem to be like a lie, it's still accepted that's the pachos mishtus, which everything is okay, there's a mechila. The example of the shtus is the rishayim in this world. He says an example of people that do kishuf, sorcery, shemakhishi pamal shamal, kivyocha take away from the power, klape malo. But lost in love, all that bad will turn to be good. And in this world, even today, any big tzaddik, the kishuf doesn't touch him. Showing that the kishuf doesn't really have a power. But al panav, it looks like something is here taking away from the seller, kivyocha klape malo. But when everything turns to be good, all that you take away is the bad intention, which is the no, you just take back whatever the kishuv, so to speak, captured, but whatever happened is turned to be good, so the mekach is kayim. And then the level of someone who completely is bitul mekach, says an example is Bilam. Bilam tried to come and say, bad Abraham Amisol, destroy Klal Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu took away everything he said. All what he wanted to do, all his free will and his koyach to do something was taken away. So these are the examples that Bais Yaakov brings to give us a little bit of understanding how the Arizal implements Oyno into Sukkah BeKabbalah to do with the Bris Milah. The bottom line is that each person has a free will to do things and he has a contract of Yoruch HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And sometimes he takes from above and sometimes above takes from him. And the halachos of shtus and oino apply in that case. And this just gives us a little bit of a glimpse of how a sugya in halacha is reflected in an oimik sugya in Kabbalah. Anyone who wants to join the Shomach Shova email list to WhatsApp group, please email shomachshova@gmail.com.